This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
Okay, Joey pals, you've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. Great place to go with your whole family over the holidays or anytime. Eat at elmers.com, 327-8419.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
You've got a $50 gift certificate from First Gallery. Great ways to frame things, reconstruct old pictures. They're at Suite 108 at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage, 324-6696. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink Central Laser Ink Central Printer Resources, 4599 East Ramon Road in Palm Springs. The thing I like in there the most, Brian, they have old typewriters that your grandchildren have never seen. You know, where you had to put white out on mistakes you made and make. I love going in there and looking at those, exactly. The website is laser, LASRinc.com. Call 324-6696. Soundbite from Jack Nigel. Okay, and all those presents go to one person. Okay, now, add up our children. Now, just let me think a minute. Joe doesn't have any. You have five.
I'm going to go with six today.
Oh, you why?
Well, it's just because I feel like it.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to go with five, and I'm going to go with three. So we'll take the eighth caller, Joey pals, and you'll win Elmer's and First Gallery and Laser Ink. Those are things for home and service. I think of your home as your whole family. Elmer's is a good restaurant to have in there.
Great breakfast.
Call 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 8, I'll mail everything out to you. And you'll be here in January when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel. I'm not screwing up too badly.
Never.
Oh, thank you. Bless your heart.
All and everything has a purpose.
Yes. Everything.
Stutter,
old.
Stumble, fall.
Football terms. Fred the Hammer Williamson's coming in the next hour, or the next day, tomorrow, on Tuesday. But what is it? Stumble, fumble, and fall, they used to say. Okay, let's open the medicine cabinet with Dr. Brian Hodgkins. Okay.
I take the fifth.
Take the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
I've got six questions, so figure your time accordingly.
I only have three answers.
Oh. Yes, no, and no. Two vaccines won't protect us against Omicron variant. That's a question or a statement from a Joey pal.
Well, I'm going to expand this.
Okay.
Here's what we know about Omicron. The definition of fully vaccinated is going to change to include a booster, as we saw the governor in California last week issued a mandate that all healthcare workers or people that work in healthcare settings with a congregate nature, so if you're working a skilled nursing facility, assisted living facility, home health agency, you have to get boosted. That's going to be the definition of fully vaccinated.
Okay.
So I would say this, two vaccines would be helpful against the Omicron variant. The booster, we know, is superior to the two. And right now, I guess the data, and I hate to just make a recommendation, but if you're going to get boosted, I would recommend the Moderna. I think there's some information out of The Lancet published in the UK. It's a very good medical journal.
Do you have that one?
Moderna? Oh, we have all of them.
Okay.
Right now, the recommendation is to only use the mRNA vaccines. Those appear to be the best at protecting you against the Omicron variant. You're going to need three shots. And Moderna appears, if you've had two Pfizers, I would just say get the Moderna. If you got J&J, get the Moderna. If you got the Moderna, get it one more time.
Okay.
But
are you coming next Monday?
Monday, yes.
Okay. And will you bring my booster?
I'm your gal Friday.
Bring my booster.
I'll bring your booster.
And I did Pfizer, so you're going to bring me Moderna.
Moderna.
And I'll take the shot. Nigel will take a picture of it. We'll do it live on the air.
And the other thing I was going to mention, though, is the Omicron, though. Okay. So we've been giving monoclonal antibodies.
Yes.
Now, we've done over 1,000 doses, which was effective against both the Alpha and Delta variant. These appear to lose the ability to be helpful against the Omicron variant.
So
now we have to change. So we're working with the county to get sotrovimab, which is another monoclonal antibody. And we, because of our being a center of excellence and serving the community so well, which I'm proud of, vaccinating and treating, we are going to get that particular monoclonal antibody. And once the county tells us that we have to stop using BAM therapy or Regeneron, we will. But we will also have some tools to offer. We talked about we should have some Paxlovid, and we should also have some Lagevrio. It'll probably be a couple weeks before we get an allotment, so don't rush over to us. We're going to treat you with what we have right now, but I'll be on the air with you, and I'll be able to tell you when it's available, where it's available, because not everyone's going to have it. The supply side is too limited right now, but by end of January, February, everyone will have tons of this. Tons of this gold.
Question number two, please.
Yes, please.
From a Joey Powell. Would you have Dr. Brian comment on pros and cons of double masking?
Pros and cons of double masking. Well, this is a variant that we know is so easy to transmit, and you don't need a large viral load for you to inhale the virus. This virus likes to stay in the upper airway, so the nose. And that's really where, this is how you get this virus. You inhale it into your nostrils and it sets up camp there. The other ones used to go down in the lung. They love the lung tissue. This one likes to stay a little bit higher, which is why we're seeing milder cases.
So
the double masking is this.
Good mask.
Get a good mask. If you want to invest in a mask today, get the KN95 mask, not the mask that Joey wears. These
mine's red sequins.
That's like something you'd wear in Vegas. So invest in a good KN95. Make sure you're wearing it over your nose, tightly fitting. When you are in an environment that poses a higher risk than, you know, so densely
vaccinated
packed,
or not.
Even if you're vaccinated, I recommend still mask. I still mask when I go into grocery stores, and I'm fully boosted. And I always joke that I'm going to get boosted again as quick as possible.
Any moment now.
Yeah, any moment. So I'll give you one, and you give me one. But, yeah, we still mask. And so double masking, not required. Just get a good mask, multi-layered mask, and make sure it's tight-fitting and worn correctly. And just continue to keep your distance. We're going to get through this.
We're listening to Dr. Brian Hodgkins, pharmacist to the stars. Question number three from a Joey Powell.
Blue.
No, that's not the answer. There's an Oregon study. What did I write? Vaccine/breakthroughs equals super immunity. What did I mean?
That's a jumble of thoughts there. It's like a word salad. But let me just take a shot at it.
Oregon study that vaccines, when you get a breakthrough and you've been vaccinated, then you'll have super immunity maybe?
Well, you mean if you get a breakthrough. So here's what I think the Joey Powell is asking. If I've been fully vaccinated, meaning three doses of the appropriate vaccine, let's just say Pfizer.
Okay.
And then I get a breakthrough infection. Does that put me, you know, even in a better spot? And
immunity wise,
And I think the answer to that is yes, because now you've seen the virus up close and personal. You've seen every aspect of the virus, not just the spike protein. You've seen the nucleocapsid and all the other aspects. So now your immune system is not going to be fooled.
Ready for another one?
Yeah.
I think this may be tied to that one. But the Joey Pals, they're so specific anymore. What's hybrid immunity?
Hybrid immunity.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to let me write my answer down on this one. And I'm not sure what that question is specifically addressing, but let's just say hybrid that would suggest to me more than one type of contributing immunity. But I just don't know what the question is specifically.
We'll carry that one over to next week. Number five, is it true, Dr. Brian, that a rapid test is not enough for the Omicron virus? What does that mean?
Well, so there's always been a concern that rapid testing or home lateral flow testing, antigen testing, is not accurate enough.
Oh, not accurate.
In many settings. Here's what we do know, and this is just a statistic. It's not a statistical anomaly. It's a statistical fact. The more you have a circulating virus, these rapid tests become more accurate.
Because the more you have a circulating virus, right, as we do now.
Right. I can tell you right now, the positivity rate locally in our shop, when I say that, in our clinics, is over 10%.
Okay, circulating virus.
So when you have a lot of circulating virus and a lot of infections, these tests become very accurate,
oh,
which is why the government is going to be sending test kits out to your houses. I mean, that's what we've heard from the government. You know, the government's here to help you, but they're going to be sending out these test kits so that people can test more frequently. And that's important because we do know with this virus, there is going to be a lot of subclinical infections. And subclinical infections means...
I'm not sure I know what that means.
That means you are infected, you're a carrier, you might not even feel sick.
Oh.
You might have a sniffle and you don't associate that, or a sore throat, and you don't associate that with COVID. And you can spread it very easily. And so testing, we're going to test our way out of this. And I can't tell you, we use Clarity testing, and we use Abbott Rapid ID now, and we also use PCR testing for confirmation. So we're using every possible test modality to be able to ensure that people are negative, are cleared or screened for work, travel, and or, identification of an infection.
Okay.
So the bottom line is...
There's a bottom line.
The bottom
line. We call that the BL.
Yeah, the BL is... we're testing... And it doesn't matter whether it's Omicron or Alpha or Delta or Gamma,
Beta, Epsilon,
whatever,
Zeta,
any
Eta,
of these. Yeah, we do know that the test is able to identify the antigens for this virus.
Okay, and the last question. Let me read what I wrote and then see if it makes sense. If you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to worry about Omicron. Oh, goodness. We're circling back. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But firsthand experience is we have a lot of healthcare workers that work for Desert Oasis, and I'm sure this is happening in the hospitals. Right now, they are fully vaccinated. They are seeing sick people. And although I can tell you, because of our infection control practices and protective equipment and masking, like N95 fitted masking at our work, normally we don't see transmission from patients to employees in the healthcare workforce.
Right.
But what we're seeing is our fully vaccinated employees easily acquiring this virus at home or out in the community.
And
that suggests maybe they're not masked, maybe they're in settings where it doesn't take a lot. And so the answer there is fully vaccinated, yes, you can test positive. And what we've seen are exceedingly mild, short course infections. So if someone feels wrong, they're in healthcare, they get tested, it's positive, and they have sniffles, sore throat.
And 3 days later?
Gone. Okay. Which I think is a blessing of this Omicron virus.
Okay. Dr. Brian Hodgkins, our pharmacist to the stars, you know how to email me these very articulate questions, Joey Pals. I've been very proud of you for the 94 weeks.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm a doctor by now. Are you kidding? But Dr. Brian, Dr. Lindsay, they're from DOHC. They're always quite willing to take these questions cold. I don't prep you with them, hence the fact that we don't understand what's hybrid immunity. So next Monday you'll tell us. What do you want us to remember for your New Year's resolution?
Oh, okay. Get boosted.
Oh, that can't be your New Year's resolution.
I'm not. My resolution is to get all of you boosted who want to get boosted, including Joey.
Oh, yes. We'll do it live on the air.
And you know what? Just take care of yourself. Find your inner peace. Find some well-being. And really, you know, this is going to be a good year. 2022 is going to be a way better year than these last two thinkers.
We've got that on tape, right, Nigel? Okay. And you and I and Teresa are going to go to Spencer's.
That's right. We're going to sit outside.
Okay.
And have a nice...
soft shell crabs, if they've still
dirty
got
dirty martini with blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh, yes. Okay, bless your heart. The website to continue the conversation is mydohc.com, and you can start out with this phone number, 969-6555. Thanks for stopping by, dear.
Anytime.
Okay, Joey pals, I'll see you tomorrow, Tuesday, with Mel Englund, Fred the Hammer Williamson, and Kelly's Corner with Steve Kelly.